Marty, a whole lot to get to this week, so let's get right to it. Spaceport America Cup is coming up next week.
It is. Starts Tuesday, June 18th, and runs through the 23rd. And there are a number of teams. There's 10 countries. Well, last year there were 10 competitive teams from 10 countries and hundreds from the U.S., college-oriented teams, including NMSU. NMSU had a team last year, the Atomic Aggies, which I love the name. But their rocket, they had an unsuccessful launch last year. But what they've learned from that experience, they are putting into their plans for this year. They're going to also launch again or attempt their launch this week or at this cup next week. And so a little bit of background on the Atomic Aggies and what they've gone through and have learned. We have, a schedule of events. There's a free event, by the way, on Tuesday at the convention center, and then Wednesday through Saturday, there's paid events out at the spaceport itself.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You have an interview with Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima. He was at a mayor's summit in Mexico.
Yes, it's billed as the first summit, and he was among 44 mayors from the U.S., 5 from Canada, and 60 from Mexico. And they called it a summit. Basically, it was they met with Mexican President Obrador, and they addressed several issues, including cross-border cooperation, commerce and trade, private investment, mobility and urban sustainability, digital government, innovative and inclusive cities, and so forth. And there's a little more detail in the story, but Mike Cook got a hold of the mayor yesterday by phone, and he kind of brought us up to date on what took place, and they want to have another one next year. The mayor said the summit was very beneficial, quote-unquote, great networking opportunities. I thought it went real well.
Oh, so that sounds very interesting. We'll look forward to reading more about that. Also, you have a lot more on the Las Cruces City Council meeting this week.
Well, they did accept a grant that helps defray the costs that the for the immigration processing that the city approve.
Right. Yeah. $250,000 from the state, and of course they still hope to get money from the federal government. You also have, I see, have updates on the city manager search and a few other things.
Yeah, the grant was actually a vote, so they voted to accept that. The other main three issues here were part of a discussion in a work session, no votes taken. But they want to now get going on what's called the East Mesa Infrastructure Plan, Improvement Plan, regarding 5,000 acres that the city annexed way back in March of 1986 on the East Mesa. And they want to go ahead with infrastructure improvements. They're deciding how they might get reimbursed private property owners for rights of way. That's going to be tricky. They're all bringing this to the fore. And a lot of it's for road and sewer and things like that out on the East Mesa. The other two were downtown economic development. There was a report that two businesses went out of business in the past year downtown, but six new ones came online, and they're expecting another six to come online in the next few months downtown, including coffee shops and restaurants. And then the city manager search, they want to get going on that quickly. That vacancy is there, and with the election coming up in November, they want to get ahead of that now. So,
in business, I see you have a profile of the Las Cruces Green Chamber.
Yes, and they're going to be having their 10th year next year. They're already gearing up for that. It was formed in 2010. And, you know, they formed on the principle of the three Ps, people, planet, and profit. But that's still true. And also on think local, shop local, think national. Now with the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks Monument there, they really threw a lot of their energy into supporting that and how that could be marketed. So Kerry Hamblin talks a lot about that.
Right.
And also the construction compadres process with Valley Drive reconstruction.
All right. And you can travel to the third floor of City Hall for a photo exhibit. I get about 10 seconds. It's a lot of photos of old Las Cruces, right?
Yeah. It's the third floor. It's the Quality of Life Department lobby. And there's a lot of cool old photos.
Very interesting stuff. Marty Racine, he's the managing editor of The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.